Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today speaking with the community health educator, Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. And Natalie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. We're here in the month of May, and we have several things to go over, so we'll just start off here with the first one. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. So can you outline what mental health pertains to?
Yes, so mental health refers to kind of your overall mental well-being, and that includes emotional, psychological, and also social health. These things can affect how you think and feel and act, especially when it comes to things like your ability to handle stress and connect with other people and make decisions. And then also your mental health is affected by many factors. So those include biology, life experiences, your environment, your relationships, and your lifestyle choices.
Can you explain why it's crucial to take care of your mental well-being?
Yeah, your mental well-being really impacts just your overall quality of life. So when you have good mental health and you're taking care of that, you'll likely just enjoy your life more and generally be in a better mood and be able to handle, you know, any challenges that are thrown your way. However, when you're experiencing poor mental health, you might just find that it's harder to get through the day. So we definitely want to have a good quality of life. And then mental health is also connected to your physical health. So chronic stress and anxiety and depression that come with poor mental health are also associated with high blood pressure and heart disease, a weakened immune system, digestive issues, sleep problems. So it can really extend into other areas of your life too.
Can you name ways to boost your mental health?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, your mental health is influenced by many different factors, and not all of those are things that you can control. However, there are some simple changes that you can make to start improving your mental health. And so those are getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, eating a healthy balanced diet with a focus on fruits, veggies, and whole grains. You try to get a little bit of physical activity every day. So it's important to find something that you enjoy and stick with that. It's important to go outside and enjoy nature, stay connected with friends, family, and your community, practice relaxation techniques such as meditation or deep breathing. And then it's also important to seek help from your doctor or mental health specialist if you're kind of struggling with poor mental health, because they'll be able to offer some other therapies and things like that.
Awesome. And can you tell us if the Dallas County Health Department will be participating in any events during Mental Health Awareness Month?
Yes. So to celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month, the Dallas County Health Department will be hosting a community walk in Perry on Wednesday, May 28th from 12 to 12:30 p.m. So we'll be meeting at the Caboose Park Trailhead, which is at the intersection of First Avenue and Willis Avenue, right at noon. And then we'll start heading northwest on the Raccoon River Valley Trail. And we would love to have community members join us. So we hope you're able to make it and enjoy some fresh air and exercise with us.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. Natalie, it's also Women's Health Month as well. So what kinds of health conditions affect women the most?
So certain health conditions tend to affect women more than men, and those are osteoporosis, thyroid disease, arthritis, and lupus. And the most common cancers that affect women would be breast cancer, lung cancer, colorectal cancer, cervical cancer, and then endometrial cancers. So heart disease is also the leading cause of death for women. So while men are more likely to have heart attacks, women are actually more likely to die from a heart attack. And a lot of that is because symptoms are different and they're usually less obvious in women than in men. So signs of heart attack in women include chest discomfort, shortness of breath, nausea, fatigue, and then pain in the upper body, including your back, your arms, or your neck.
What are ways that women can maintain their health?
So in addition to healthy lifestyle choices like staying active and eating a healthy diet and prioritizing sleep, women should also be sure to keep up with their yearly physicals and reach out to the provider if they're experiencing any concerning medical symptoms between these appointments. And then some medical screening tests that women should routinely receive include bone density screenings, pap smears, mammograms, colonoscopies, skin cancer screenings, and then heart health screenings. So be sure to ask your doctor if you have any questions about these, and they should be able to recommend what age to start and how often, things like that.
Again, speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. And Natalie, there's a lot going on here in the month of May. It's also National Arthritis Awareness Month. And so can you share what arthritis is?
Yes, so arthritis is a broad term for over 100 different conditions that affect joints, tissues around joints, and other connective tissues. So arthritis causes joint inflammation, pain, and stiffness. And then usually this is related to aging or injury, but other forms like rheumatoid arthritis, for example, are actually autoimmune diseases.
And what are some of the health effects of arthritis?
In addition to the discomforts caused by the disease itself, arthritis can also have long-term health impacts like reduced mobility and even damage to other organs or body systems beyond the joints. And people with untreated arthritis have an increased risk of heart disease and other chronic health conditions, depending on that specific form of arthritis. And then also, this can affect mental health and lead to an overall decreased quality of life, so it's definitely important to manage it.
And can you name ways to help manage the condition?
So your doctor will be able to help you kind of create an individualized plan to manage your condition, and then they might recommend certain medications or surgeries that you might need. However, just maintaining a healthy lifestyle will really benefit anyone who's dealing with arthritis. So this includes staying active with regular low impact exercises, just like walking and stretching and gentle strength training. Just maintaining a healthy weight can really relieve the pressure on joints and things like that. And then also eating a healthy diet with lots of healthy fats like omega-3s can help your joints. And then as far as pain management, you can use heat to relax muscles and ease stiffness. And then cold compresses can be used to reduce inflammation and swelling.
Again, speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. Natalie, as we wrap up here, talk about health risk of sitting. So share the recommendations of how much time we should spend sitting and what is the preferred amount of activity that we should be getting on a daily basis.
So adults should aim for about 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity every day, or about 150 minutes per week. This kind of moderate physical intensity refers to exercises that elevate your heart rate and breathing, but still allow you to kind of talk comfortably. So, you know, nothing too strenuous. So examples are walking, biking, swimming, and then playing sports like basketball or volleyball. But when folks aren't moving though, they tend to just sit a lot. And that's not good for your health. So ideally, you should limit your sitting to less than around 6 to 8 hours per day. It can be hard depending on your line of work, but just eliminating how much sitting time we're doing and getting active more is important.
Absolutely. And what are the negative impacts that a sedentary lifestyle can have?
So a sedentary lifestyle is characterized by little to no physical activity. And physical activity offers many health benefits for all your body systems and also for your mental health. So people who are rarely physically active tend to experience weight gain, weakened muscles and bones, and then over time, sedentary behavior can also have some long-term negative health impacts, like an increased risk of chronic diseases, heart disease, diabetes, certain cancers are all linked to sedentary behavior. And then being sedentary can also contribute to poor mental health and can put you at a greater risk of depression and anxiety, reduced cognitive function, and lower self-esteem. So it's definitely important to stay active.
Absolutely. And do you have any advice on how we can balance our time between actively moving and sitting?
Yeah, so a couple tips you could try are every 30 minutes of sitting, stand for 5 minutes. You can set an alarm or a reminder to stand every hour or something like that. If you sit at a desk for work, try getting a standing desk just to stay on your feet a little bit longer. And then also just generally building movement into your routine, like walking after mealtimes, walking every morning, things like that, just to kind of make it routine. And then you can also kind of try a little tip is trying like a 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 ratio for sitting to standing. So for the 1-to-1 ratio, every 30 minutes of sitting, you stand for 30 minutes, or that might be a lot for some people. So if you kind of need to sit more often, you can try a 2-to-1 ratio, which is, for example, like every 40 minutes of sitting, you can stand for 20, just to kind of break it up.
Absolutely. These are really great tips from the community health educator, Natalie Peters, again, going over Mental Health Awareness Month, Women's Health Month, National Arthritis Awareness Month, and the health risk of sitting. And Natalie, really appreciate you going over all that for the month of May.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.